Hello, this is Jenny. Today is June 26, 2009. I'm doing some audio scrapbooking on the death of Michael Jackson. I really don't want to get oh, what's the word? I'm sure everybody's doing this right now, so I don't want this to be like, I'm sure a lot of people are doing blog tributes and stuff, and I really was too lazy to write a post. So I thought I would do some audio blogging, and see, just kind of share some of my thoughts. My very first tape, I have to say, that was actually my tape. Because, my parents had, albums in the house and later had cassette tapes of various things that they liked to listen to. But my very first tape was the Thriller album. It came out in 82, I believe it was. What I remember the most about that tape was that one of my mom's guys at work that my mom worked with taped it for me off of his album. He had the album, I guess, and then he made the tape. Of course, my second tape was Purple Rain minus Darling Nikki, but that's a different story. I did not realize until I got to school. Well, I should say until I got the tape over the weekend, came back to school and said, "Oh, there's a song missing here." He cuts the tape off in the middle of a song, and well, one of the older students kind of sort of told me why, but that's a different story. Anyway, so my second tape was Purple Rain. I think my third tape was a house parent of mine taped the 1999 album from Prince. And then, of course, I got later on got the New Edition, Cool It Now, and of course the Control album from Janet Jackson and Whitney Houston's first album, and then Madonna's True Blue album. Of course, I also had her Like a Virgin album, which it's so funny now at 10. Anyway, I have an album with that title, but anyway, I guess I knew what that was by that time. But anyway, so and I talk about music today. Anyway, so the Thriller album was my first album, a first tape, and somewhere in there, my mom bought us the Off the Wall tape as well. So, what I remember about the Thriller album was that we played it on this Talking Book tape player, which, for those of you who are sighted, you may not know what a Talking Book tape player is. It was one of these big, well, for today's standards, this really big tabletop thing. You actually could carry it around. It actually had a strap, a shoulder strap. You could haul it over your shoulder, but it was this. I'm not good with measurements, so I wouldn't know. If you Google Talking Book, I mean, you'll probably get Stevie Wonder's album of the same name, but if you Google Talking Book, like in a quote, and then maybe tape player in a quote, in a separate quote, you might be able to see pictures of it. It was this tape player. The schools actually had a recorder, big old Talking Book recorder that was a little bit bigger than that, about the same, flat tabletop type design. It had a really good microphone, and I really wanted one of those. I never could get one of those, but anyway, I'm digressing. They gave us a Talking Book tape player. It had the cord, the folded cord. You could fold it into the back. It had a little pouch, little pouch. It had a little compartment that you would fold the cord back into when you weren't charging it. So I had one of these tape players, and I played the Michael Jackson Thriller album. Now, what I discovered about this Thriller album was that the tape player had a variable speed control, which is really funny because now they got that chopped and screwed stuff where they actually purposefully slow the music down. And I didn't know, if I'd have known at 8 years old that they were going to do this 20 years later or 30 years later, I could make some money off of that. But anyway, there's another. I'm digressing again. The Talking Book tape player had a variable speed control such that if you were listening to a Talking Book recording, it was actually recorded at a slower speed than your standard tape was. If you were to buy a cassette from the store, it would be recorded at normal speed and you could play it on a normal cassette deck. The Talking Book players had the ability to slow down and so what that allowed you to do was put more on a tape than what you could normally put on a two-sided tape. Not only did they do that, but they also made use of, instead of making use of both of the audio channels. Like, you know, there's side A, side B on a normal cassette. Well, what they would do is make use of the other audio channel, and they had a little switch on the tape player, so you could you'd play side A and side B, and then you would flip the switch and turn it over side D, side C, and side D. And so that would, what that would do is that would basically, if you were listening to a normal tape recording, and you flipped it to the side A and, or I'm sorry, side B and side D, you wouldn't have a side B and side D. You would actually hear the other side of the tape playing backwards. And those, you know, just the blind among us will know, probably they have probably played with this just like I have. So not only did I hear Fifth Thriller frontwards, but I also heard it backwards, and I could tell you what part of the song that it was at, and you actually got some really interesting stuff. And no, we had no subliminal messages, and et cetera, et cetera. That was really cool, hearing stuff playing frontwards and backwards. But that's what a talking book tape player would do. Not to mention, my brother and I had, we would take regular cassettes, and we'd get a regular tape player, like a tape recorder from the store that my mom had bought us, and we would record things, and then we would play them on the talking book player and slow them down. Oh, we taped stuff like the shower running or the toilet flushing or dad talking or whatever, and we would slow them down. So we had settings we called cow, that was the slow setting, and then mousey was the speed up. We'd speed it up as high as it would go and play that. Oh yeah, that was fun. We had so much fun. So that's what Thriller reminds me of. And it also, I remember, because when you would listen to Thriller on a talking book player, you only got the one audio channel. So there was a whole other audio channel that you were missing because you weren't getting the stereo sound. And I discovered that. And so when you'd flip the switch over, you were also not only getting the other side, but you were also getting the other audio channel. Because, you know, there's two audio channels, you know, and so they, anyway, I don't know. I know I'm confusing myself because I really don't know how to describe it. I'm sure the sound people among us could describe it better. That used to make me mad because I knew if I listened to it on a normal stereo, I would hear both channels. I'd hear both sides. I called them sides. Or, you know, I'd hear both the left and the right side of the recording. And then if I put it on my talking book player, I would only hear the one recording. So there are certain sounds in the Thriller album. Like when I listen to it now, there are certain sounds that I didn't even remember were there because they were on the other side that I didn't hear on my talking book player. Unless I played it on the stereo. That really used to make me mad. So, because it was mono. The talking book player was mono, but see, the thing was, it was only mono for the one channel, because the other channel, the audio channel, was used to make a side C and side D, as I described before. And they had special recording equipment to do that. So, I know that has nothing to do, I guess that's my interesting take on the Thriller album. But that's what I remember. And then, of course, by the time, I think my mom bought us the Off the Wall album, by then I used to listen to it on the stereo. And then my mom bought me my first Panasonic, I guess, jam box, boom box, ghetto blaster, whatever the terms were they used, but portable stereo, portable radio. And then, of course, I had it in stereo and, you know, didn't have to deal with that anymore. And, of course, quickly discarded my talking book player. I didn't have any use for that thing anymore unless I had a talking book that I needed to listen to. So that's my really strange and odd take on the death of Michael Jackson. I know that's silly, but it's so funny that I brought that up. I mean, that I remembered that, I should say. I called my mom and asked her if she remembered that the guy taped the album for me, and she said no. She did say she liked a lot of his music. And, you know, that, you know, obviously, I'm not one of these people that is just crying, and I can't say I feel brokenhearted, and I'm not like that. I think death is going to come to all of us, and it's sad that he had to die so suddenly, but it's, he really made some music, you know, he's very talented and made some very timeless music, not just when he was solo, but with the Jackson 5. He's got music that will be here long after we're gone. People will probably still be listening to it, I would think. And, So it's so sad that he was such a talented person and had so many issues. That's what's sad. And I don't think the media helped. But he did, you know, he had some problems, and it's really sad. And that's how I feel about it. Of course, most of the day I've kind of had this, gosh, did he really die moment. Because I used to think, when my grandmother used to watch Entertainment Tonight, and I used to hear all these, so-and-so passed away, or, and I didn't know that person. I'm like, who's that? And I wondered, used to wonder to myself, well, how would I feel if a luminary of my time passed away? Someone that I grew up listening to or watching or, you know, felt some sort of kinship with because you watched them grow up or you listened to their music or whatever. How would I feel if that person died? And now I know. And it's kind of a sense of, gosh, did he really die? That's just, you know, I thought he'd be 60 or 70 or 80. I'd be 50 or 60 or 70, whatever, and we'd be hearing, well, so-and-so passed away today, and you just say, okay, well, yeah, they were 85 years old. You know, that's expected. But this was not expected. And I think that's what shocked people. It's like poor Farrah Fawcett. You know, Farrah Fawcett died yesterday, too. And I mean, I don't want to sound irreverent, but it's like nobody cares about Farrah now that Michael Jackson passed away. But I think with Farrah Fawcett, it was kind of expected. She had been very ill and had terminal cancer. And fought until the end, but every, you know, when she died, it was kind of like, well, okay, you know, we all kind of expected this, but this was not expected. And he touched so many lives and influenced so much of our pop culture. And you know, unfortunately, his personal idiosyncrasies and eccentricities, I guess you could say, really overshadowed his talent, and that was really sad. So there's my take on his passing, and inshallah, I mean, whether or not he was Muslim or not, we can, no one knows but himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the case is, inshallah, you know, may Allah forgive him, and may Allah have mercy on him, and may Allah reward him, inshallah. This is, I think it's only better to speak good, inshallah, because we all want to be remembered in a decent way and be prayed for. So, inshallah, he is fine. And he's resting in peace, inshallah. And maybe that he's, I guess I could say the sadness and the hurdles and all of the things that made his life so, made things so painful for him, that inshallah, those have maybe lightened the scales a bit for him. Maybe Allah will take that into account, inshallah. And that's it. Assalamu alaikum. Everybody have a good evening. I'm hungry. I gotta find something to eat. Assalamu alaikum. Bye.